Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, my dear fellow redeemed. The fifth petition, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Obviously, every petition that our Lord and our Savior taught us to pray in the gospel lesson that we just read is important, but I suppose you and I could make the argument that this is the big one. If it wasn't for the forgiveness of sins, none of the rest of it could be asked. If it wasn't for the forgiveness of sins, there would be no way that you and I would even dare to be like Jesus prays persistently, knocking boldly. There would be none of us who would dare to stand up like Abraham did and keep on asking. It also fits in fairly well today as you and I think about how it lands on Pentecost 10. I wish I could take credit for that, but sometimes the Holy Spirit is a better service planner than I am. The lessons for this 10th Sunday fit in very well with a baptism coming up in our next service, forgiving our trespasses, rejoicing in what baptism is all about, and the fact that three of you are going to be installed into your offices today. You have the privilege of every day in that classroom, rejoicing in what it means to have the forgiveness of sins. And so as we think about what it means to pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, the insert in your update once again has your diagram and these words from Genesis chapter 50. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and will pay us back in full for all the evil that we did to him." They sent the following message to Joseph. "Before he died, your father commanded us, 'You are to tell Joseph, please forgive the offenses of your brothers and their sin, because they did evil to you. Now please forgive the offense of the servants of the God of your father.'" Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down in front of him, and they said, "See now, we are your servants." Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring this to pass and to keep many people alive, as it is this day. Now therefore do not be afraid. I will nourish you and your little ones." He comforted them and spoke to them in a kind way. This is the word of our Lord. Forgive us our trespasses. Don't be afraid to ask for forgiveness. Don't be afraid to give forgiveness. As we think about that first idea, don't be afraid to ask for forgiveness, there are a number of words that you've already heard in this lesson and throughout our service that remind us of the various aspects of what sin is all about. We're used to praying, "Forgive us our trespasses." And you know what that's all about. You see signs all over the place that say, "No trespassing." There's a line there. It's a wall, it's a border, it's a fence, whatever it may happen to be. And trespassing is when you cross that line. And you go someplace you're not supposed to be. The words that are translated, "Forgive us our sins," in that gospel lesson have sometimes been translated debt. You know what that is too. You have something that really belongs to somebody else. Or there's some kind of payment that is necessary. And so a debt requires that you pay something back. And it's not a suggestion. It's not a request. It's a demand. This is what you pay. Both are pretty good pictures of what sin is all about, isn't it? When you and I think about forgive us our trespasses, there may be times when we are afraid to ask for forgiveness because you and I can think about all the times we went someplace we weren't supposed to be. I know very well what is going to take place. I know the effects on my family, I know the effects on my body, but I walk through that door anyway and I sit down at that bar and I go where I shouldn't be. I know my Lord and our God says that as I'm sitting there all by myself in front of that computer, there's some places you just shouldn't be going. And yet we find ourselves where we shouldn't be. We think about crossing the line and headed some other direction. Our Lord and our God wants us gathering. He wants us worshiping. He wants us to hear the amazing means of grace. But we kind of veer off and we cross and we go someplace else, some other place we shouldn't be instead of hearing what His Word has to say. And the list could go on and on and on, and perhaps in your own mind you've got your own list started, which may or may not include the things that we just listed. All reminders of how I've crossed the line and went someplace I shouldn't be. Which means I owe God big time. Which means since I am not giving Him what He expects me to give, perfection, there is a payment that is necessary. And there is no way that this is a debt that I can pay. There is no way that I can satisfy my Lord and my God. The only thing that pays off sin is death. And because of all the places we've been where we shouldn't be, the only death that can actually pay for sin is eternity in hell. No wonder there are times when we may be afraid to ask for forgiveness. We don't want to own up. We don't want to admit. We don't want to tell anybody because we get it into our heads that as long as I can kind of keep it squirreled away and nobody knows what's going on, then maybe God doesn't either. And then I don't have to think about it. And I don't have to worry about it. And yet that sin gnaws away. That's why this petition is so important. Don't be afraid to ask for forgiveness. You notice what these brothers did. All of those sins were weighing on them too. And you got a couple other words here that describe what sin is. They say, before your father died, he commanded us, please forgive the offenses. That has the picture of rebellion, revolt. You know what's expected. You know what the authority says, but I'm not going to do it anyway. And you rebel. And you revolt. Forgive them because of their sin. That's the most familiar one. The target, the bullseye. God has a standard that He expects us to reach every single time, and we don't. Because they did evil, just the things that they did were bad. That's all that they can say. Those sins were weighing on them. And so through the request of their father just before they died, and then they had their own confession, they went up to Joseph. They went up to him because is it possible that now that their father is dead, that will in some way set Joseph free, to finally now get even, to finally now let those brothers have what they deserve after everything that they put me through? They needed to hear again that amazing gift of forgiveness that Joseph had already, back in chapter 45, told them they had. Forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive those who trespass against us, don't be afraid to ask for forgiveness, because forgiveness means God graciously wipes all of our sins away for Jesus' sake. The word itself means to lift up and to carry away. God does that at your baptism. At your baptism, a day even more important than your birthday. That's your rebirth day. That's the day where God claimed you as His own. That's the day where He washed your sins away. That's the day that He called you to be His child. And you now know that your sins are forgiven. Because God washes them away and wipes them away. You are not just called to be God's child. The three of you have also been called to be His servant. And how amazing that day after day you can take these children and encourage them. Don't be afraid to ask for forgiveness. For they're baptized too, just like we are. They also have that amazing gift of the forgiveness of sins that has been wiped away. What an amazing privilege, whether you're teaching Christ-like or science or Phi Ed or whatever it happens to be. No matter what the age group is, little, big, you have that amazing privilege day after day to stand in that classroom called by Christ Himself and share that amazing gift that God graciously wipes the sin away. Because you know, from your own experience, and you know your children, just as we all know ourselves, that there's times we're like Joseph's brothers. Satan loves to pick on that one little sin, and he loves to try to get us to think that perhaps that sin can't be forgiven, and it weighs on us, and it bothers us. And so we go once again to our Lord and to our God, as our confession stated, and we are not afraid to ask for the forgiveness of sins, not that that somehow earns forgiveness, but because we want to hear it again. We want to hear it again because that assures us that God graciously gives us all that we ask Him in prayer. It's an amazing petition. Don't be afraid to ask for forgiveness, to rejoice in what forgiveness means, to rejoice in what forgiveness assures. And that's why you have peace with your God. Don't be afraid to ask for forgiveness. And now with forgiveness ringing in our ears, don't be afraid to give forgiveness. Don't be afraid. You know, forgiveness gives us pretty good hindsight. As these brothers come up to Joseph and they once again confess their rebellion, their sin, the evil, Joseph does acknowledge what they did. Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. This wasn't just an accident. This was thought out. These brothers thought this through. They had gotten sick of this young upstart teenage brother of theirs walking around in the fancy coat, obviously the favorite of their father. They had gotten tired of all of this, and so when he shows up in his fancy coat, they grab him and they throw him into a cistern. But because they're such nice, loving brothers, they said, well, let's not kill him, let's sell him. Send him down to Egypt. And later on in the book of Genesis, we're reminded, as they have this sin gnawing at their hearts, and as they're standing in front of this as yet unknown ruler in Egypt who's given them a hard time about their brothers and not letting one come back, he says, isn't it because we were just ignoring Joseph's cries as we sat down to lunch and planned what we were going to do with this guy? They thought it through. And their plan was bad. Nothing but evil. But God thought His plan through too. And He planned good. And true, Joseph probably wasn't quite sure what the good was during those days in Potiphar's house, especially as he's dealing with the temptation of Potiphar's wife. He probably wasn't sure what the good was while he was sitting there in prison, seemingly forgotten. But now with the benefit of his own forgiveness, which gives him that perfect hindsight, he is able to say, am I in the place of God? Yes, when you thought your plan through, you meant evil, but God trumped it. God overrode it. And when God thought His plan through, He meant it for good. And all of these things worked out so that my life is saved, your life is saved, Jacob's life was saved, lives of many were saved because of what God was doing through your actions. Am I in the place of God? Can I take revenge on you? Can I tell God that His whole plan was wrong? Absolutely not. And so he wasn't afraid to give forgiveness. Do not be afraid. See, he had already forgiven them. I will nourish you and your little ones. He comforted them and spoke to them in a kind way. He had already forgiven them. The fact that they were there and he had been taking care of them was proof of it. But he says it again because he wasn't afraid to give it. And he speaks kindly to them. He comforts them. He assures them. He backs up the words, I forgive you, with the actions of forgiveness. Don't be afraid to give forgiveness. Sometimes that is hard. Sometimes it's hard because it's easier for us to hold on to the memory or hold on to the grudge. But when we are forgiven, that moves us to forgive those who sin against us. Whatever it is that someone has done against me is way less than all that I've done against my God. And so we rejoice in this amazing prayer as you and I rejoice to not be afraid to ask for forgiveness and don't be afraid to give forgiveness. Graciously cancel our debt of sin and lead us to do the same for others. That's what this is all about. The fact that we have this congregation, the fact that we have this school, it's all about the fact that we get to graciously ask God to forgive us so that we can forgive others. Baptism. He's graciously forgiven you. It's all gone. We rejoice to share that with others. It's your call to stand in that classroom and rejoice in the fact that you get to graciously forgive others because of God's gracious forgiveness to you. It's an amazing privilege to be able to take children so that they're not afraid to ask for forgiveness and then in turn not afraid to give forgiveness to others. It's why we worship. It's why we're here. It's why we do what we do. And so we pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Amen.